Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lenny Outlaw here. It's Friday, July 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has reported that Demisha Carlton has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of synthetic cannabinoids and possession of methamphetamine. If you know of any information regarding Demisha Carlton, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. And you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on their free mobile app. Cutting Edge Food Bank will be postponing all weekly food distribution until July 28th due to COVID-19. However, today, Caring People Recovery Center will be hosting a Feeding Tampa Bay mobile pantry in Bowling Green on July 10th at 5207 Doyle Parker Avenue. Once again, 5207 Doyle Parker Avenue in Bowling Green. Additional dates include July 17th, 24th, and 31st. Your local events, 102.1 FM and 1310 AM WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast. You are invited to join the show by calling in 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, contact 863-773-9282, email 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com or timothystationsafety@gmail.com. There will be a lunch and learn on July 23rd at the Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. It is a celebration of our leadership, Hardy graduates. Seats are extremely limited. For more information, contact Jessica at 863-773-6967. The Alumni Showdown 2020 Golf Classic will be at the River Greens Golf Course, 47 West Lake Damon Drive in Avon Park, on August 22nd. There will be cash prizes, raffle prizes, door prizes, breakfast and catered lunch, live entertainment, and two-door tickets included. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Non-sponsored fees are $100 per player and $350 per team. Tournament fee includes breakfast, lunch, green cart fees, and two-door tickets. You can register for these events and more at hardycc.com. Some jobs in Hardy County. Walgreens is looking for a customer service associate. Basic qualifications include fluency in reading, writing, and speaking English, as well as willingness to work a flexible schedule, including evenings and weekend hours. Children's Home Society of Florida is looking for a receptionist. You must have basic computer skills, effective interpersonal skills and telephone etiquette, knowledge of various types of office equipment, and the ability to speak, read, and write English at the high school level. You will need a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of clerical office experience, training in typing, filing, and office procedures, knowledge of word processing, and prior experience as a receptionist in a similar setting. Central Florida Yamaha is looking for a driver. You must have 2 years of experience as a driver, marine dealership experience, a valid driver's license, a minimum age of 21, the ability to get in and out of a vehicle and climb into boats many times a day, a top priority in safety every day, and a clean background check, motor vehicle report, and drug test. all these jobs and more at Indeed.com. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday@gmail.com. Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly help us pull information when we read them on the air for you. Coming up next, a look at your sports news, plus business news, and the weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wachula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your Wachula weather and forecast report. This report last updated 10:55 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather, showers in vicinity, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 66%, heat index 98, winds from the northwest at 11.5, gusting to 17.3 miles an hour, visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 29.98 inches of mercury. Your forecast for Hardy County, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, this last updated 7:08 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%, heat index values up to 107. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, isolated showers and thunderstorms toward morning, lows in the upper 70s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Saturday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 108. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. Unfortunately, there is no sports news for today, so we're going to go on to our business news and the stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. More than 1.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Economist Gus Fouché with PNC Financial Services Group says this figure has leveled even if it remains historically high.
It's pretty much the same from week to week.
In the nation's capital, reacting to the Supreme Court's much-awaited ruling on President Trump's financial records, Senior Heritage Foundation fellow Hans von Spakovsky says
they're basically saying that Congress wants no standards at all. They think they can get anything, whereas the president is saying, you know, he's got almost absolute immunity from them getting his records. And I think what the court said was it's somewhere in between.
In the wake of the court's decision, the S&P was down 18. The Dow lost 361, but the NASDAQ was up 55 to 10,548 for a new record high close. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank. 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: it would be nice to spend billions on schools and roads, but right now that money is desperately needed for political ads. Tune in, not tomorrow, but Monday, for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.